at it. NMLS 1149-37, 111 West Fort Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Okay, R&R Sanitation has been a sponsor to the show for many, many years. I've been a spokesman for many, many years, and it's safe to say that I've been a customer of R&R Sanitation from time to time because, well, they've got the best porta potties in town, but I've got a problem. First of all, everyone knows that they're the best. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. Everyone knows the phone number, 314-776-4000. Everybody knows that R&R Sanitation wants your stinking business. But please, just because you pass an R&R Sanitation porta potty on the side of a highway, at an event, at a charity event, or some type of construction site or a party, you don't have to tweet the picture to me. I get it. They're everywhere. So when you see R&R Sanitation, you don't necessarily have to think, oh, McGraw-Millhaven. Think R&R Sanitation. Think, oh, the cleanest porta potties in the business. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hey, Tiger fans. Mizzou is closer than you think. Shop the Mizzou store for official Mizzou and SEC clothing, gifts, and tailgate essentials. From game day fashion to Mizzou collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. The Mizzou store is open daily in Chesterfield Commons at Boone's Crossing, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, and on Sunday from 11 till 6 p.m. The Mizzou Store, official Tiger outfitters since 1899. Call them at 636-730-3100, themizzoustore.com.
This is Richard Mark from Ameren Corporation. Join me at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night Walk on September 27th. Bring help and hope to local patients who are battling blood cancers. Your support helps provide patients with educational materials, support groups, and financial aid. Together, we can bring light to the dark world of cancer. So form a team and learn more at lightthenight.org/GAT. That's lightthenight.org/GAT.
Extend the life of your engine after 75,000 miles with the proven protection of Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil from Valvoline. 140 years under the hood.
About it, but years ago I helped write the lyrics of this song.
Really?
Just the na 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 part.
Wow.
Yeah. True story. I want to, I guess, apologize to people. Yesterday we were going to surprise everybody. We had Santa Claus in here. We had brought him in from the North Pole. And I know it's early, but get ready, folks, because in about 2 weeks, once you hit October, all the stores will be talking about holidays. And he's a huge listener. He listens on the app.
Really?
At the North Pole, yeah. And he called me because he has my cell number. This is the real Santa Claus. And he said, hey, Frank, it's Santa. Sometimes he says, hey, it's SC, man. How you doing? And I said, I called him after he texted me. I said, what's going on? He said, I'm going to be in St. Louis. He says, because I visit all the towns before Christmas, just kind of get a feel so I know the route. And he said, can I come by and maybe sit on the air with you guys? Now, this is Santa Claus, the real Santa Claus. And so yesterday, I just feel like I should mention this because our intentions were good. He came in here, but he was here about 2 minutes and he left. He said, I can't do this. It was too cold in here for him, for Santa Claus. That's
wow.
How cold. He lives at the North Pole. That's how cold it
was
in here.
That's saying something.
Yeah. And he went, whoo, he got the chills. He said, I'm out of here, man. How do you guys stand it? He said, I can't wait to get back to the North Pole. So just, you heard us talking about how cold it was. That's just an example of how cold it was. The phone lines are open for you. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Try to do the outdoor segment before the Playhouse today so that we're not all jammed up. And, of course, if you have talent, we want to talk to you. One more time, 314-969-5877 or toll. Oh, I didn't finish it. I said toll. I caught
it. You're doing good at catching it.
I swallowed the second word, toll. 888-550. KTRS. This is Jake. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. What's going on?
Oh, man. I was on the Internet. God bless the Internet. Brings a lot. Oh, by the way, I'm AMNPM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah. I saw something on there, and I don't know if I need the problem solvers or not. It's kind of more of a science question. Y'all answer science questions?
We answer everything.
Oh, sure.
Jake, we answer everything.
Oh, good. Well, first of all, it's an easy one. I got a couple.
Well, do you or don't you need the problem solvers?
I guess I do. If y'all gonna answer my science question, you better bring it.
Well, then you need us because we are
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
First one is, does pewter stink?
Does what?
Does pewter stink?
The metal pewter.
No, but it ought to.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't get why they call it pewter.
Well, here,
I don't know. I don't have nothing pewter, so I couldn't test it. So
here's the other thing that ought to stink, Jake. A church pew.
Well, that probably does.
Yeah, especially with all those butts sitting on it.
Second question. Now, I'm really not trying to be funny on this one, because I know there's probably some listeners out there that use one of these things.
Okay.
And God bless them if they have to, is a penis pump. Now, again, I'm not trying to be funny.
We have a regular listener who has been on the show explaining in great detail how this thing works.
Well, I think he's talking about the external one. They sell external.
Yeah, this one that goes on, and doctors recommend them. But if you put it on the outside, it's to make the
canister
thing get big so it can penetrate. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So my question is, now this is like I'm just cruising the internet, just as we all do, and I happen to see one.
Not that you're interested in it. Yeah. For the female.
What the heck is that for?
Can you, without getting too graphic, describe how it worked? Is it inserted?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I grew up in the country. It is the regular penis pump is a thing that goes on the outside. It creates a vacuum, stretches the thing out so it can engorge.
People need to think of a Pringles can that's got a canister, like a vacuum cleaner that has suction. Yeah.
I think I've seen this one. It looks more like a athletic supporter kind of deal.
I was thinking of the thing that drops out of the airplane without the bag.
Oxygen mask.
With a hose on it.
Yes.
And then what happens?
Place it over.
And
does it provide suction?
Yes, it's the same process, but it's instead of a canister, it looks like an oxygen mask.
Well, I believe I can answer this for you. What it does is it draws and pulls the workings of her workings tight and together to the kind of forefront and tightens it all up a little bit.
That makes, is that for health reasons or what's the point?
No, that would be for pleasure for
sensitivity.
The partner,
I'm sure
for pleasure.
And I'm sure it
penetrate. Now I understand with a male we got to penetrate.
Well, this is for her to provide him more pleasure by tightening things up.
And maybe increasing her sensations.
It looked just like a male penis that's sticking out from the female. I'm not joking. You go on there and you check these things out. The woman has a part down there that looks like a mini one.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, we know that.
I've never seen that. That's amazing. So
you've
it's
never
for,
seen it.
Well, not like
it's
that,
for,
where it's...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Holy.
No, there's something out there for everybody, Jake.
And what if I get poked in the eye from that thing? Is it going to hurt?
I don't think so, no.
I'll keep my face away from that.
Yeah, you should.
All right, guys. God bless you, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Jake. Well, we've done it again. I think the chorus will back me up here. Have we done it again?
Yeah, it's...
Have we? What?
We've done it again.
Their microphone wasn't on.
It's all science.
It is
scientific
science.
Talk.
And it's okay. We can talk about science here.
Yeah.
You know, I get emails all the time. For people say that Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, they are something. How do they sound so good? Well, one of the reasons is this guy, Steve the Conductor. Steve, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Frank?
Never better, Steve.
Okay. Now for the entertainment.
Okay. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
All FDR. Okay.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and the Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
Now, Steve, I have to ask you, were you playing a recording of FDR, or was that actually you?
This was actually me.
Wow.
And I couldn't tell.
That was crazy.
And that's all from memory, right? You weren't reading that. That's memorized, right?
Well, actually, I was reading it. I mean, I didn't give the whole speech. I just gave excerpts.
It doesn't matter. What matters, it sounded exactly like FDR.
Tremendous.
I couldn't tell. Steve, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
It was.
Is that for the talent contest?
Yes.
Okay. It was good.
Yeah.
But we need to have a conference, Steve. It's good enough that we get your phone number, okay? Steve?
I'm standing by.
He's waiting for the conference.
Okay, hang on, Steve. I don't think we need your number, Steve. I'm sure, yeah. The conference is over, and there's no second conference.
May I say one thing before we?
Of course.
Before I hang up.
Of course.
We are still friends.
Yes, of course we are.
Oh, always.
Of course we are. But you're up against two tough competitors: the lady that played the organ and the guy that played the ukulele. That's tough competition.
Of course.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
Oh, I must say another thing before I leave.
Sure.
I am Alpha Mike and the Papa Mike.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
We've heard that, not on the air before, but Dan and I have heard that impression before. Not the entire.
I've not heard.
Yes.
Wow. It was good.
It's gotten better.
Those other two talents are so good. I don't want to waste people's time by false hope.
That's
true. Give us your number.
Right.
You may be a contender. I'm not going to do that. This is David. Hello, David.
Hello, Mr. Pinion.
How are you?
I just wanted to, are you going to be on location again tomorrow?
I'm on assignment tomorrow.
On assignment. I'm sorry, yes. I have a personal request.
Sure.
A couple weeks ago when you were actually in studio instead of on assignment.
That's right, the Friday after Labor Day.
Let us know when you're going to do that. You completely threw my Friday off.
Sorry.
I'm coming home. I'm listening as I usually do. I teach down in the Ferguson area.
Okay.
And I'm on my way home, and I hear you, and my first thought is, okay, there must be playing a rerun, because you're usually on assignment on Fridays, and then you start talking about some current things, like, okay, they're not. And I'm starting to second-guess myself, wondering, okay, is it really Friday? Am I supposed to go to school tomorrow?
No,
you just completely threw me off.
I'll try not to do that again. I'll try to give plenty of warning.
Well, I know that you hate being sent out on those Fridays, but I just wanted to, if it happens again, put up billboard something, let us know, because you mess with some people's brains when you do that.
All right, well, I apologize. Thank you for pointing that out, David.
Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, well, he's nice about it.
Did you see who's on line one?
Yes, I do see that.
And I got information, so.
What information? Oh, his number?
It is, yes.
That was one of the numbers that lost in the theft of Dan's car was the phone number for Norman, the world's greatest kazoo player from Sullivan. Hello, Norman. How are you?
Biggest ice cream cone around.
Hold on. What's the biggest ice cream cone?
I think he's referring to himself, just kind of like an expression.
You're the biggest ice cream cone around?
You can find me at Dairy Queen.
Not heard.
And AM and PM.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Norman, what can we do for you? Are you calling to re-enter the talent competition?
I don't know if he's entered yet.
I got some here. Miss Rosemary Butler and I singing here.
You and your brother singing?
Rosemary Butler.
What now?
His prayer partner, Rosemary.
He's playing the kazoo. She's singing. I think this is my favorite song to play.
one or two words from.
I thought I heard a feeder saying.
I heard, "Forgive us our trespasses."
Is this the Lord's Prayer?
Hail Mary.
I'm not familiar with that.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou. They're very religious.
Jesus, yes.
I would love to see these two people.
Yes. I don't think. I think. Amen. They, amen.
Glory be to the Father.
What?
Glory be to the Father. And to the Son.
The Son. And to the Holy Spirit.
Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and ever shall be.
World without end.
World without end. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven.
When does this end?
Hopefully never.
Bright and sunny day. I heard that.
Wait.
Norman?
When? How do we know it's over?
I don't know. Norman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Norman, when, how long? Much longer before it's over?
Uh-oh.
What the heck is this?
It's a harmonica going.
Wow. This is tough competition.
Were you playing?
Right.
Norman?
Yeah.
Can we, is that, can we end it?
Yeah.
Norman, are you having a good day?
That's Miss Rosemary Butler.
Yeah, we finally get to hear.
Can you turn the can you turn the recording off?
She's at Delmar Gardens on the green.
She's at Delmar Gardens.
Yeah, on the green.
On the green, and she's your prayer partner.
I didn't quite get what you said just now.
Norman, can you turn the recording off?
I'm crying, I think.
Norman.
Yeah.
Can you turn it off, Norman?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that was you and your girl. Can I call her your girlfriend? Is that okay?
Prayer partner.
My brother. My prayer partner.
Prayer partner. And that was, it was a little hard to understand. You two praying and singing, or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Praying and singing.
It was great, Norman.
Were you playing harmonica, Norman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's fantastic.
You have one Dan can borrow.
Yeah.
You have one Dan can borrow.
Yeah. Mine was. Whoa! What was that?
We knew you played the. Now, where was that recorded? In the recording was that in a recording studio or where was
it? No,
it
was right here at home here.
Well, the quality was incredible.
Yeah, it
sounded like a recording studio.
In Sullivan.
Rosemary came to your house?
No, she was on the phone.
She was on the phone.
Oh.
At Delmar Gardens on the green.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, how old is Rosemary?
She'll be 23rd next month. She'll be 71.
Wow.
She'll catch up with my sister in age.
I don't believe anybody ever catches up with anybody because that other person gets older, too.
How old are you, Norman?
I'm 76.
76.
76, Kazoo's led the victory.
Wow. Well, and what was the name of that the you two did? What's that called?
Our Father and Hail Mary.
Our Father and Hail Mary. Well, that was beautiful. And
Thank you, like Homer Powell would say.
Yeah, that's what he said. He also said Shazam. He said that. Well, Norman, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
In the AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Norman.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Norman's special.
I didn't want him to hang up.
No, I wouldn't. I could have listened to that tape for hours.
I know.
I'm with you, man. I'm going to see if I can get a copy of that. Put that in the car. On a long trip,
yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Norman, can you turn it off? Yeah. And then it just kept going.
That would make a trip fly by.
Yeah, it would.
It really would. I have to take one more call before we take a break.
I can't imagine anybody thinking they're going to win anymore.
Well, yeah, that's going to be hard to top. I'm just going to tell you. You folks think you have a chance. Eddie, how are you?
I've been better, been worse, Frank. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What can we do for you?
So, Dan lost his briefcase, huh?
Well, he left it in the car.
Stolen.
He shouldn't have done that in the driveway, and somebody broke in the car and took it. Took his harmonica, took his extra small condoms, took everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Well, we was doing some work for a utility company in Arkansas, and the utility company guy said we had no briefcase. We was in a bad part of town. And somebody had a snake, and we put this snake in the briefcase.
Oh, beautiful.
And set it down the street in this bad part of town. We drove off about a block away, just waited. A car pulled up, takes it, peels out, and the doors flew open, and everybody come running out of that car.
Oh, man.
That is fantastic.
That is.
This is a great idea. Set a briefcase with a snake in it.
And it was a bad part of town, so, you know, a lot of riffraff.
Yeah.
And
what a great story.
Peon. Have you watched a Western yet?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to throw one at you. Nevada Smith with Steve McQueen, Carl Malden, Brian Keith, Suzanne Pleasette.
I've seen it.
Oh, Brian
Keith. Good old Western.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And Frank, load up the Mossberg.
Well, hang on. Go ahead.
Did you hear about the giraffe that walked into the bar?
The giraffe that the highballs are on me?
Oh, you got it.
Okay. Good. At least you tried, Eddie.
I tried. All right.
Thank you.
Dan, keep a snake in your briefcase.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Eddie.
That's actually a joke of the giraffe, a duck, and a skunk.
There's three different.
They go in the bar, and they run up a big tab, and the bartender says, all right, who's going to pay? And the skunk says, hey, man, I've only got 1 cent, and it's bad. And the duck says, I got one bill. That's all I got. The giraffe says, okay, the high balls are on me. It's a good joke. But we've already given the punchline away, so might as well tell it. Oh, my goodness. I don't want to stop taking calls. Take one more, then we'll take a break. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Good, Frank. How are you?
Real good. What's up?
I just want to express my sympathies about Dan's loss of his harmonica.
Well, I'm sure you appreciate that, don't you, Dan?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. And also,
it would be like Kenny G having his clarinet stolen or something. You know, it's a part of you. Or
it was an extension of me.
Yeah. Or Willie's guitar being stolen. No. Willie Nelson, my goodness.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Those people that stole it and stole my briefcase and everything else that was in it, they have no idea.
They stole a piece of you.
What they really did.
What else is going on, Eric?
Well, I was wondering, I probably can't talk about this over the air, about the penis pump, but I had penis pump stolen.
Really?
And I was just wondering, what is a reasonable amount of money, in your opinion? Because men, we need to talk about things like this more. Women are good about talking.
Oh, they do. They hold parties and stuff.
$15, $20 for a good penis pump?
You mean what's a good price for purchasing one? I have no idea. I've never bought one. Go online.
New or used?
Used.
I want to use one. Go online. I'm sure you can find them online. I don't know. I have no idea.
Do they sell them? You know, I'm from Chicago, but I didn't know that they had things like that here in St. Louis.
Oh, they're all over. Online, everything's online. You just Google penis pump and it'll come right up.
All right. Hey, I'm in the PM, by the way.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you.
No pun intended there.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. I want to know the price of a good penis pump. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I know about heat pump, Schmeat pump, because I have a heat pump. And I don't even know why. I know that some people have heating and cooling and it's not a heat pump, but I know we don't have natural gas. Maybe that's it because they're electric. I bet that's it because we're all electric in our house. 28 years we've been there. All electric. So I think if you only have electricity, you don't have the option of like gas heat. You have to have a heat pump. So we have a heat pump. And it has served us well for, I'm going to say, about 18 years. So before long, I'll start that worrying thing where you go, oh, man, here we go. Here comes another cold winter or another hot summer. I hope we make it. And once you make it through the worst of a season, we made it through another season. I think part of the reason that we've made it as long as we have and it's running fine is the people we have making sure it keeps running fine. That's Matheny Heating and Cooling. 72 years. Now, I don't know how important that is to most people. I mean, maybe people don't care. Maybe a heating and cooling company's been around 2 years, and you don't care about that. But I think in the case of a business like this where people are coming in your house, and many times they're there for a while, and they have to get access to not only the compressor outside, but the components inside, whatever that part of the thing is called, usually in the basement. So you want to feel comfortable about that. And if there was anything to be nervous or worried about or any shenanigans, after 72 years, you'd know about it and they'd be out of business. So it's kind of nice to know. And it's also nice to know it's a family business. Matheny is not some name that somebody has who's at the corporate headquarters in Seattle. The Matheny family lives here, three generations now in this business. So for 72 years, this has been a terrific heating and cooling company, still is. They're reasonable, they're fair, and they work on everything. Everything. It doesn't have to be a heat pump. Whatever your heating and cooling system is, they'll work on it. They'll replace it if need be. Large, small, any model, any make. St. Louis County and most of St. Charles County. I mean, the great majority of St. Charles County. So it'll be a case where once they come out, that'll be one of those things you can cross off the list. And never again will you have to wonder, well, who are we going to call? You'll call them again. You'll want to call them again. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving along with Tim Weiland.
Well, some of the incidents that have been causing some real messes have been thinned out, but now we just have normal slowdowns, and that's talking about westbound 40, Kings Highway, McCausland, and 170 through Clayton Warson. We're also slow now from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. We have eastbound 270 stacking up now, McDonald through New Florissant. Northbound 170 is just off the pace now from Natural Bridge up through Highway 270. Southbound 170 is slowing between Olive and Ladue, and then you've got just off the pace traffic down through Highway 40. Looks like baseball traffic making its way in, a little heavy from Clarkson up through Mason. Southbound 270, some slow pockets now from Page down through Manchester. And on eastbound 40 downtown, things are stacking up now from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Know the gaps in your insurance by calling your local Farmers agent at 888-96-FARMERS. That's 888-96-FARMERS. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Mizzou hopes to finish non-conference play with a perfect 4-0 record. Standing in the Tigers' way, the Hoosiers of Indiana out of the Big Ten. The 3-0 Tigers host the 1-1 Hoosiers Saturday at Faurot Field in Columbia. Kickoff is at 3. Tiger Network coverage begins at 1 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Have you been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes? You're taking the prescribed medications, but your blood sugars are still high and you're frustrated. You have no energy, you're gaining weight, but your real worry is the complications of diabetes. Numbness and tingling, vision loss, kidney failure, and heart attacks to name a few. Here at Premier Healthcare, we have helped hundreds of patients just like you lower and stabilize their blood sugars, increase their energy, lose weight, and reduce or eliminate their diabetic medications under the supervision of their prescribing doctor. In many cases, our patients have become non-diabetic. Dr. Sean Branham has developed a program based on extensive diagnostic testing to uncover the causes of diabetes. He customizes a diet for each patient based on their test results and takes a natural approach to reversing their diabetes. If you're serious about beating your type 2 diabetes, call our office today at 314-647-1384 to schedule your consultation. The first 20 callers will receive a complimentary consultation. Again, that number is 314-647-1384. You do not have to live with diabetes.
Hi, this is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show, and I've got news. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn. And why? Because the proper nutrition will encourage better root growth, disease resistance, winter hardiness, and kick your lawn off to a better start next spring. Fertilom Winterizer Lawn Food does just that. I've told you about the other Fertilom products because they really work, and they work hard. Fertilom Winterizer Lawn Food does too. So why not do your lawn a favor and try some Fertilom Winterizer this fall? Believe me, I've tried them all and always come back to Fertilom. Stop by your independent lawn and garden dealer and look for the Fertilom name. By golly, you'll just love what Winterizer does for your lawn. And it does it longer than most foods because of its special formulation. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn. Fertilom Winterizer Lawn Food does just that. Go get some. Fertilom Winterizer Lawn Food.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend Dyna-Green Seeds? They have the tall fescue seed and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest in this temperature, in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want Dyna-Green. And to find out more, DynaGreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. For your local authorized Dyna-Green dealer, check out our friends at Pasiglia Nursery.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Savings of $8,000.
0% financing for 72 months.
Over 500 new Chevys. Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River is moving. They are blowing the doors off with huge savings.
Because they would rather sell it than move it.
Get a dealer-driven 2014 Malibu for just $18,990. Save $8,000 on a 2014 demo Silverado LT Crew. Over 500 new Chevys to choose from.
We gotta sell it. Don't wanna move it, move it.
Jack Schmidt, Chevy of Wood River Moving Sale.
Going on now.
Savings include all rebates. 0% on select vehicles with approved credit.
You'll take comfort in the new dinner menu at Bishop's Post. St. Louis Magazine food writer George Mahey calls their andouille sausage gumbo legendary. He describes the half-pound griddle burger as yum, yum, and yum. This burger can now be found on the dinner menu, along with Chef Dave Rook's famous Sunday night fried chicken. You'll also taste new additions, including classic meatloaf, voodoo shrimp linguine, and short rib shepherd's pie. It's all for dinner 7 nights a week at Bishop's Post, located on Chesterfield Parkway West, just south of Chesterfield Mall.
Denny here from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill in South City, giving you 386 reasons why Friendly's is still your go-to spot, even when there isn't a game on TV. On top of the 40 TVs you already know about, we have 24 bottled beers, 18 draft beers, including a variety of local breweries, 200 liquors and spirits, 19 different appetizers, 9 homemade burgers, 16 sandwiches, 60 bar games, and 2 great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the big 550 KTRS.
Engine, engine number 9.
Coming down the railroad line.
Roger Miller.
How much?
What a talent.
Far the back did she get off?
Another guy who was fought demons and drugs and. Boy, did he write some bizarre, entertaining stuff. Back to the phones, and eventually Bill Clevelin. Susan is right here. Hello, Susan.
Hello, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Dan says you're going to explain the like penis pump and the vaginal pump thing.
Exactly. I sell them.
You do?
So, I do. I work in a store that sells those, along with many other adult products.
Okay.
But to answer the listener, they started about $30 on up.
Now, this was which one? Which one?
The penis pump. Okay. We'll start at about $30.
All right.
And it goes on up, and really, you know, basic to a more advanced one would have a pressure gauge on it, so you're pumping to the same amount of pressure.
Pressure.
Reduce the risk of injury, that sort of thing.
Wow. And what's
you
the
blow a gasket?
I hate to sound stupid, but what's the point of this? It's if you don't, it essentially the end result is like Viagra or something, right? I mean, you
exactly.
And how long does that last once you take it off? How long does the result of that process last?
Well, I can start at the front. The doctor used to give the gentleman a prescription. He'd go to the pharmacy, and in the back room, the pharmacist would hand the pump. It was the original treatment for ED,
mm-hmm.
for erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's used, it pumps up, and you use a love ring, I'll say it that way,
mm-hmm.
so it keeps the blood in the spongy tissue, so mm-hmm. it maintains the erection. And you can have that on for 30 to 45 minutes, and then you should take it off, and then, you know, again, you could pump again if you need it
like
to.
Like a twist tie.
Wow.
30 to 45 minutes. Wow.
Yeah, who needs that much time?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Now, what about this other thing for women? If you can find a way to explain that, how's that work?
I can explain that, and Peon was exactly right, that it creates a vacuum, so it pulls more blood into the nerve endings, creating a more pleasurable sensation, making everything more more stimulating.
For her.
That have trouble, like, finishing, say they need extra time, because most of us women do, that can aid in the process because it makes everything, you know, feel more intense.
Well, who cares about her pleasure? I mean, really. No, I'm kidding.
Happy wife, happy life.
Come on. Now, you don't sound like a woman who would work in an adult store. I don't know really what I mean by that, but you're very articulate, and you sound like the woman next door in some subdivision. Do you own the adult store?
No, I don't. It was not on my list of things I wanted to be when I grew up. I fell into a part-time job thinking it would be real fun and realizing how much we really do change people's lives.
Now, I'll bet there's not much you don't know about sex and equipment and different, things that can be played with in the bedroom. You probably know it all.
I pretty much had known it all or heard it all or read about it all.
Now, has working there enhanced your life?
It has.
Hmm. Wow.
My husband loves it when I come home with new things.
I'll bet he does.
Yeah.
And this store, how's the movie business? Because I would think the internet and access has killed the adult movie business in those stores.
You know, it has changed it. There's still a core group of people who want an actual physical DVD, who want it or who collect it. But, yes, just like every other industry, it's mostly the younger people aren't as interested in the DVDs because they're doing the downloading and streaming.
You know what I think is weird? I've been in those stores. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't been in one. I always feel creepy. And you know what I'm talking about. But I wonder why we feel that way. Everybody, well, not everybody, but most everybody has sex. Some people don't really enjoy it because they're very religious and they go this position only, and that's if you do anything else, it's wrong, you're going to hell. And other people get so much more out of it because they experiment and they play, and as long as nobody gets hurt and everybody enjoys it. I still remember when our preacher, and he was a Baptist minister before we got married, we had the talk in his office. And I'll never forget what he said. He said there's three things usually that blow up a marriage: sex, money, and parents. And he said, let's talk about the sex thing. Anything you want to do, as long as you both enjoy it, go for it. And it stunned me. This guy's a Baptist preacher, and he said that.
What'd no, we lost,
what
we
the
lost,
heck?
We lost her signal.
What happened?
She was probably on a cell phone.
I wanted to talk to her, but I'll never forget that he said that, and I thought, what?
Call us back, Susan.
Because as a Baptist minister, I thought he would say, now, I know a lot of couples do this. Well,
yeah,
that is wrong.
That is not
and
a...
God does not approve of that. And that wasn't meant to be put there or something.
Yeah.
He said, no.
She's back.
She's back on where?
On the
Fine one.
I'm sorry, Susan, we got cut off. I don't know how much you heard, but our preacher, when we got married, a Baptist preacher, I was surprised that he said, as long as you both find it pleasurable, go for it. And that stunned me. That surprised me. Can she hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So I still find it interesting that I'm still, if I go in, and I haven't been in one of those stores for a long, long time, I still feel weird in there.
How often do you get somebody that comes in that says to you, this is my first time doing anything like this or buying anything like this? Is it a regular occasion?
Very often. A lot of times, once we get to a certain age, I would say mostly mid-40s or stuff, we realize that we don't have as much at stake of what people think, and we're more open to experimenting and doing new things. So we have a lot of people that come in. And Frank, I can tell you, you haven't been to my stores. Our stores are bright, they're clean, there's no creepy people working there. We do have physicians and psychologists who send their patients in with specific instructions to buy certain products and that. And our job, according to our company, is more educational. We educate people about how the products can help their sexual life and their sexual health versus being a salesperson for, you know, oh, you need to buy this because it's fun. You know, we go much more in depth about what the product does. And
now, normally this would cost you a fortune, but what's the name of your store? I'll let you plug the store.
Patricia's.
Okay, I've heard of it. Where is it?
We have one at Grant and Gravoy, one right there near Westport, just east of Westport on Page, and one out in St. Peter's at Case Springs and 70.
St. Peter's, how appropriate.
Hey.
Well, this was very enlightening, Susan, and it was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for the information.
Well, thank you for being so open about these kind of things, because sometimes we have gentlemen who come in who are very embarrassed, and we do our best to make them feel comfortable.
I'd be embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed if you, a woman, was behind the counter and I'm buying a penis pump.
Yeah.
It would be awkward to me.
I don't think so. I think it'd be more awkward if it was a gentleman, because then you're admitting to another man.
I'm like
a bartender. I'm a psychologist. Many people come in with problems, or they want to do something different, or they want to spice things up.
That makes sense.
And we're there to give you ideas.
That makes sense. Okay. Thank you, Susan.
All right. Thank you.
She was very informative.
Yeah.
I still don't think I get the pump deal. I guess it's kind of like there's a thing you could put tennis balls in, and it has it's like a bicycle pump. And it sort of revitalizes and regenerates them. Maybe it's like that. You put it on there, and it's just a vacuum, and it draws the, I don't want to get too graphic, blood.
Too late.
Yeah.
Too late. All right. Bill on the way? Or can he?
Yes, he's on the way.
All right. Bill Cleveland's on the way. I want to thank all of you who have gone to the APG website, Associated Physicians Group, and a bigger thank you to those of you who have gone to them and are either completed your physical therapy or involved in it now. Physical therapy and pain management centers. That's what the clinics are. Associated Physicians Group, all pain gone is the way I like to think of it, APG. But it really stands for Associated Physicians Group. It's a bunch of highly trained people at several locations who have a lot of experience in helping people restore mobility and relieve pain so that they don't have to rely on painkillers. In many cases, don't have to have the surgery they were told they'd have to have, especially when it comes to knee replacement. And they have seminars. I'm sure there's some coming up. You go to their website. They're all there. And it's very difficult to tell you who does what where, because there's O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois, Maryville, Creve Coeur. But they don't all necessarily do the same things. They're different procedures and different services offered. So go to the website. If you're in pain, my goodness, why wouldn't you go take a look at what they do? And you can find all that at APG Pain, like all pain gone, APGPain.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wild.
Well, now you're jammed up again on southbound 170, approaching Olive down through Highway 40, really stacking up through the construction zone on southbound 255, approaching 270, down through Horseshoe Lake Road. If you're traveling eastbound on 40 downtown, you're slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 44, It's heavy now from the Museo Veterans Bridge through the depressed section. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download this app, STL Taxi. STL Taxi. It's free. That's a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now, the man who is your host when you go to BillOnTheRoad.com, Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Also get to host the yard sale this weekend, Saturday morning.
That's right. You will be hosting Saturday morning the yard sale for Paul.
Oh, always look forward to that. It's a fun show. Well, for the first time, a magician won America's Got Talent. He was very clever. He made all the other finalists disappear.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
And a new study finds that the universe is no longer making as many stars as it used to. Hmm. Or as American Idol put it, tell me about it.
Yeah.
And researchers say dolphins and not elephants have the longest memories in the animal kingdom.
I don't even know that.
They confirmed this when a dolphin was upset that an elephant had met 20 years ago. It didn't even recognize him.
Yeah, that would do it.
And finally, this afternoon,
we have just enough time for Dan Strauss's dolphin impression. Go ahead, Dan.
How about that?
I wish they would have stole that, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just kidding. A new Gallup poll says President Obama's popularity is now even lower than President Bush's, and
no.
He's losing support from his own party.
Oh, no.
Kind of give you an idea how bad it's gotten today at Jimmy Carter, compared him to Jimmy Carter.
That's
so bad.
Wow.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. They are the AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 515 ATRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
I actually have a recording of that. I'll play it for you. I'm Jimmy Carter, and I disapprove of him even more than I disapprove of myself. I'm Jimmy Carter. There you go. That's a real recording. That's a true story. Hey, 5 o'clock, Big 550.